Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Falcons at Flowery Branch. Jesse Bates speaking today. Chris Lindstrom, assistant general manager Kyle Smith. We'll let you hear some of that from them. Mike is out. Chris is in today. And we're having some fun with you. It's so funny to me, Chris, this emotional roller coaster that has happened. And as I said to you yesterday, I'm here to work you through it. Chris was here to get you riled up. I was here to work you through it. He wanted you to hate this. He wanted you to despise it. He wanted you to fall into this convenient narrative that has been played around the country.
Well, want to is a little – that's a particular turn of phrase you're using right there.
What?
I didn't want people to feel that way.
Well,
that's how I felt.
It sounded that way.
And I was expressing my frustration with the fans.
Oh, it sounded that way.
And there was a good chunk that agreed.
I am here for you. I told you that. And it is funny, Chris, this roller coaster, this emotional roller coaster that people are on, from what the hey is my team doing, to their friends ridiculing them, to them going to work and discussing this with people and being on social media and being frustrated, to now accepting how good this is.
It's like the Anchorman line when Will Ferrell goes, "I'm in a glass case of emotion." That's exactly how we're all feeling right now.
This is great, though, and I'm just so happy, like, you guys have come along. I got to give a big shout-out because we go round and round. Round and round we go. Mike Russo, avid listener. He hit me up on Twitter. He hits you up at C. Thomas Radio. And Mike Russo, we go around and around. And Mike is very adamant about how he feels about things.
Okay.
So when this all went down, I want to say he literally cussed me out without cussing me out. Right? That's how hard he wanted to go at me.
Sounds like Twitter.
But in a good way. I mean, no disrespect. So Mike was like, "Look, today he sends this. And I just want to read this to you because this is why I'm here. I'm here for you. Carl, you got me off the cliff. Thank you. Chris, that's how this starts." Right there, the emotion, just my heart is full. He says, and another point that we can make, if we took Dallas Turner and he ended up being a bust, what's really the difference? This is about Michael Penix. And if he ends up being who we think he can be, yeah. That's what this is about. Let's stop dreaming about who we should have took and why we should have took them and understand what we did is fine. It's fine. And the sooner you accept it, as my mama used to say, I said it, big old, my mama, the better off you'll be.
Well, I mean, it's not fine and it's never going to be fine.
See what I'm talking about?
But I agree that you can get to a point where, because at the end of the day, as I did for my Clear My Throat last night, we all want the same thing.
Do we?
Yes. Carl,
it doesn't sound like that, Turtle.
If anyone for one second thinks that I'm sitting here on this microphone talking to everybody out there in Atlanta on its number one sports show on the number one sports station.
Well, this is true.
Yeah. That's true. Anybody thinks for one second that I'm sitting here thinking that I'd rather be right than the Atlanta Falcons win football games, you are out of your ever-loving mind. I'm projecting what I think could happen based off of the negligent picks that they made in the draft.
Negligent?
Not addressing specific positions enough. Taking four defensive linemen before they took one corner.
Rook.
Yes.
Braylon. Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I don't want the team to win. Like, you're telling me that you think that I'm going to go spend my hard-earned money at the Benz, and when Rook Ororo comes out onto the field,
yeah,
I'm going to root for the guard of the Saints to pancake him? Get out of here. Come on, man. I want the team to win. I'm frustrated with the way that they went about their draft. I vehemently disagree.
Vehemently.
With their process.
Yeah, it's just a very negative tone, which is a convenient narrative right now. That's all I'm saying. I don't disagree that you're for the squad. I don't disagree that you're going to pay your hard-earned money and go to the games and you want the Falcons to win. I get that. But this is just a very negative
narrative
tone that's going on right now. And it's not just coming from you.
No, there's a lot of people that agree, again.
But see, that's why I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm here to not do what Chris is attempting to do.
You can't see it in the studio because...
Wait, how can you be here for him if you're not here for him on the same side, Carl?
Well, no, I'm not here for him. I'm here for them.
Oh, they're for them.
Yes.
Okay.
There's actually a big red velvet couch in the studio right now that everyone can lay on, and Dr. Dukes can prescribe you some good Falcons medicine. If you believe.
His medicine is deal with it.
Yeah, his his medicine is a big, hearty glass of I told you so with a side of shut up and deal with it.
Isn't that what these guys tell you anyway? Have you ever gone and sat on a couch? And I have. I'm not ashamed to say it.
Yeah,
right?
Of course, yeah.
And seriously, at the end of the day, they listen to everything you say, and then what do they say?
You know, life is going to be fine.
Everybody has problems.
Everybody has problems.
Here's the thing. You're no different than everybody else.
That's the phrase.
You're no different than everybody else. Oh, okay. That
right?
makes me feel better then, yes.
I mean, so this is, I mean,
we're all in the muck.
And by the way, I'm not saying, is it psychiatrist?
Psychiatrist.
They prescribe the drugs.
Okay, because I want to
make
sure.
No. Psychiatrist is the one that listens to you.
Yes.
A psychologist
is
the
one
that can prescribe you.
Thank you, because I want to make sure that I get them right. But this is not a disparaging remark about psychologists, right?
Right.
Because they do great jobs. But seriously, you could go see them for weeks on end, months on end, and it's great to get it all out. And then at the end, what do they basically tell you?
You just need to accept where you are.
Well, their job, much like, Carl, their job, much like what I'm providing for the fans,
what?
Is an outlet for action.
Oh,
because
come
they're
on.
Supposed to open up your mind to be able to go out into the world and face your fears. And I'm saying, Atlanta, it's okay to have those fears.
Oh.
I have them too.
What
it's
fears?
Okay, it's okay to question Terry.
Actually, mine does listen to the show, so I got to be nice. Even though I'm not even joking. My for real. We've actually had conversations like, yeah, I heard you on the radio. Oh,
don't Don't you love that, though? When they kind of mention that, you're like, you know, I'm paying for this.
Yeah, and we'll do a session, and we'll talk about Falcon stuff. And
yes.
It's cleansing.
It is.
Cleansing.
No, it is. And by the way, while we're talking about this, just mental health stuff, and we're going to tell you about, you know, who tried to move into the top three here in a second in NFL Blitz. Josh Kendall's on the way as well. I just want to say this. While we've gone down this road, Turtle, you've led me here.
Rabbit hole.
Yes, because, well, you are not putting the state of Falcon Nation in a good mindset with all this stuff that you're saying. By the way, it is good to cleanse. To Oren's point, if you need it, go do it. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just telling you right now. Like, if that's what you need, go do it. Who's here to judge you? Nobody. By the end of the session, they're just going to say,
you know, you just need to do it.
And I would argue, much like the Falcons, that everybody judges you, but it's up to you to learn how to deal with it. And my way of dealing with it, using this microphone, hello, and telling you how I feel about the state of the Atlanta Falcons. Okay. And you know what that is for me, Carl? Cleansing.
Okay.
That's cleansing.
All right. Are you going to come around at some point?
No.
Oh, well, then
because you know why, Carl?
This is an exercise that is you should be doing then.
This time next year, if I'm sitting at this same spot with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 3:10 p.m. on April 30th, 2025,
yeah.
Michael Penix Jr., if all goes according to plan, will have played zero snaps in the NFL, and I'm not coming off of that. Sorry.
By the way.
Sorry.
Real quick, before we get to the Blitz. Whose timetable are you guys working on?
The one that they made when they signed Kirk Cousins.
That's just a contract. You know what that is?
Oh, my God. What do you mean it's just a contract?
It's just a contract. Money don't go away, Carl.
No. It doesn't. But it's a contract. That's not the. That doesn't mean that different things don't happen. It doesn't mean that there may be another plan. It doesn't mean that things play out that he ends up playing sooner than later. Like, whose timetable are you on? Nobody can tell us right now. Nobody.
Okay.
When this is going to happen. What you are doing, again, convenient narrative, is saying this is the contract and therefore he's not going to see the field for X amount of years. Guys, when has that ever worked? It just doesn't happen that way. Contracts are great, but you know what? They're a piece of paper. Hold on, Turtle. I don't want to rip your sheets up that you gave me earlier. Let me find one that doesn't matter. Oh, here's one. That's a contract. It's just stuff on a piece of paper.
Not when
it doesn't mean that everything is locked in stone.
Not when there's a salary cap hit attached to it if you cut them.
Well, you're going to pay that anyway. You know you're on the hook for the first two.
So you're saying that the Falcons would cut Kirk Cousins to start Michael Penix?
You know what? Now you're putting words in my mouth.
Mike,
and I don't appreciate that.
No, you know what, Carl?
You know what? You just put words in my mouth.
Can we get to an NFL blitz, Oren?
Deal with it, Carl.
I'm done with this, Oren. Let's hit the dang NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Who tried to move into the top three? The Raiders.
What?
Why?
What?
They wanted a quarterback. Raiders had explored a potential move into the top three. Obviously, they liked LSU's Daniels. He played at Arizona State when Pierce, their head coach, was on the staff there. There was a connection. So, during the pre-draft process, Daniels had shown interest in playing for his former coach in Las Vegas. Turtle, they weren't able to move. You know what this tells me? And the Falcons attempted to move as well. For everybody that says they weren't attempted, they wanted to make sure that they got into this mix with the quarterbacks, which everybody had no idea about. But Turtle, it tells me the Commanders, well, Chicago wasn't coming off their pick, but the Commanders, the Patriots, you would have had to give up so much to do this. It really was not worth it.
And here's the problem, Carl. Hey, have you looked at their quarterback depth chart? Gardner Minshew, Aiden O'Connell.
Where was Minshew last year? Indy?
He was in
Indy, right?
Yeah, yeah. He started a bunch of games.
Yeah, because
right?
Anthony Richardson went down.
And then he went down, and they actually played pretty well. And he was in Philly before that. He's been everywhere.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
You're saying you don't like him?
It's Gardner Minshew, Aiden O'Connell, and somebody named Anthony Brown Jr. That's what you're going into the season with, man.
Well, that's why Pierce really wanted to make a move. Raiders were unsuccessful in attempting to try to do that. By the way, the GMs around the league, just telling you guys this, all agree that there was a lack of premier edge rush talent. This is public knowledge now.
Yep.
And when I was telling you Dallas Turner wasn't that dude and you told me I hated Alabama, this is what I was talking about. This is why it wasn't a priority for the Falcons to take him at 8. Nor was it a priority for anybody before the Falcons to take him. So I think you just got to take a step back and say, okay, you know what? This is why the first defensive player didn't come off the board until 15.
Latu.
Come on. That's.
But can I just say one thing, though, Carl?
As long as it's not negative.
No, in all seriousness.
As long as you're not putting words in my mouth.
No, I'm not. I can't even believe you said that.
What?
I hope Oren dumped that, to be completely honest.
You attempted to say that I was saying that they were going to cut Kirk Cousins, and I never said that. You put that out there in the ether.
You were insinuating they would consider doing that because the cap hit would be the same regardless.
You tore up a piece of paper to illustrate your point, Carl Dukes.
I tore up a piece of paper?
Yeah, you did.
I don't remember that.
It's called an insinuation, by the way. Okay, here's the thing, though. For the Falcons, yeah, you know what? That's great about what all the GMs said, Carl, but wasn't your whole argument stick to your board?
Stick to your plan.
Stick to your plan.
Yeah.
So what if they had Latu at 10? Then it's not that big of a reach. What if they had Quinyon Mitchell at 11? Then it's not that big of a reach. They still took Penix.
Yeah, because he was the number one guy on their board.
They love him.
Yeah, they do. And that's
full
why
full bloom love.
That's why they drafted him. All right, we're coming back. We're going to find out if Josh Kendall loves him. All right. He writes for The Athletic, covers the Atlanta Falcons. He's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up, Yeah Man, No Man. Also, we're going to talk about what Nick Saban had to say about the dogs as a couple of them taken in the NFL draft were criticized by the all-time great coach. That's on the way. But right now, let's talk to Josh Kendall. And he writes for The Athletic, covers our Atlanta Falcons. Chris is in today for Mike, who is out. Josh Kendall, where are you at now? How do you feel, not as a journalist, but as a guy that just, hey, you took all this in, whether you expected it to happen, most people didn't. Where are you sitting right now as of Tuesday after all of this stuff played out last week and over the weekend?
Well, I mean, I think we're probably all better off in every area of life by trying to deal with the situation that's in front of you at the moment rather than looking at the past. So if you're asking me to take my journalist hat off and I'm just a Falcons fan, I'm sitting here today and I think, okay, you know, I need to get rid of my disappointment for not adding a defensive playmaker. I've gone from no quarterbacks that I had trust in to one that I have trust in and one that my brain trust tells me I ought to have a lot of trust in for the future. So that's pretty good. I'm still not a fan of the pick. It's not a decision, not a combination of decisions I think I would have made. But it, you know, it's not as if it leaves the Falcons in a terrible position. And depending on how you look at it, you can be optimistic about it.
Josh, when it comes to the secondary, they went the entire draft and did not select a cornerback or a safety. But let's focus on corner for now. What is the plan at cornerback two?
Pretty good about on the roster. That's what they say with their words. My guess is with their checkbook, they'll say that they want to get back into the veteran free agent cornerback market, which still has guys like Stephon Gilmore, Adoree Jackson, Xavier Howard, and sign one of those guys maybe to a 1 or 2 year deal to give them a chance to make a long term decision on guys like Diop and Park Phillips. You know, where exactly do you stand on Mike Hughes? And then maybe attack cornerback again early in next year's draft. But I think they'll add another one.
Yeah, I do too. I know that's a big concern for Chris here. He's been talking about it. I think they have a plan to address that. Tell me what you think about these D linemen that they picked up, Rook and Braylon and Brandon Dorlus.
Yeah, Dorlus is the guy that jumps out to me. Rook is an interesting pick. I think Dorlus may end up being a more impactful guy right away, and maybe they hope Rook develops into something. But I think what you're looking at is versatile front seven guys. So what I left the draft, my biggest question was, how are these guys going to line up along the front seven, and what's it going to look like, and how much sort of shape-shifting is there going to be? I think that could be intriguing. And Raheem Morris suggested there could be anywhere from a three-man front to a six-man front snap on a snap-to-snap basis. So I think what they did is they went out and added a bunch of guys that they feel like they can play at a bunch of different defensive line positions. And then between now and the fall, you got to figure out how they all best fit together.
Josh, when it comes to defensive end and pass rush specifically, is it going to be a paint-by-numbers sort of a thing, or do you think that they feel that Arnold Ebiketie, Zach Harrison, and Braylon Trice will be enough to make a fortified pass rush?
I think they're going to have to create some pass rush. I don't think those three guys that you mentioned are guys that you just put on the field and say, go get the passer. None of them has, at this stage in their career, and they're all very young in their career. This is not necessarily a fault, but at this stage in the career, none of those three guys has proven to be a guy you can just put out there and say, go get the quarterback. So they're going to have to be creative. And that goes back to how they align, how versatile they are up front. Those guys can all get to the quarterback in the right positions. So now it's up to Jimmy Lake and Raheem Morris to put them in those positions.
What do you think Cousins is feeling or what he is thinking? Nobody's really heard from him. We heard about what he, you know, thought, and certainly what his agents and the people around him thought about the draft. But what do you think he's feeling and where this is with him right now?
I'm not going to put words in his mouth or thoughts in his head. I think that by the time he speaks about it publicly, he will be very measured in his comments and say all the right things, because that's what you've seen from Kirk Cousins throughout his career. And I think he'll do a good job of mentoring Penix regardless of how things shake out. But, if you go back and rewind the middle of March when he was introduced in Atlanta and you listen to his comments, he was swayed by the fact and really liked the fact that he felt like Atlanta was committed to him. And he felt like Atlanta had alignment from the top of the organization down to the bottom in terms of the direction that they were headed. And so I think that it's fair to assume that Thursday night's decision took a chunk out of Kirk's understanding of both of those things, both of those things that he has told us are important to him. So I've got to feel he feels a little bit shaky about it. I mean, this is a guy who came and immediately jumped into Atlanta, immediately jumped into throwing out a pitch at the Braves game, pregame at soccer. I mean, he was all in. And, you know, I would be surprised if he didn't feel a little bit, you know, like part of the rug was pulled out from under him. But he'll get his feet under him. He'll be fine, you know, and I wouldn't be shocked if he came out and said anything inflammatory about it.
Do you still feel like, Josh, that the Falcons should be the favorites to win the NFC South?
I'm out on the Falcons as favorites to win the NFC South. I mean, if you just did one of those things where you said, this is blind taste test. This is Team A, Team B, Team C, Team D. Maybe I feel differently. But, you know, I think a lot of people around Falcons, including me last year, kind of try to talk themselves into this team is now the favorite to win the NFC East, or the NFC South. And, you know, the Bucs just keep winning it. So, for me, the Bucs are the favorite until this Falcons team, albeit this better Falcons team, proves it.
It's Josh Kendall, guys, from The Athletic, talking about our Atlanta Falcons. I know Jesse Bates and Chris Lintram, assistant general manager Kyle Smith, up there today talking and speaking as they'll get ready for, you know, the offseason work that is ahead. As far as the coordinators, and I think I asked you this before, like, we have a sense of what this is going to be, but we haven't, as the media, had enough time to really spend with them as a whole to get a feel, and we certainly haven't seen them on the field. Does this draft tell you any more information about that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think we know what they're going to be offensively. They're going to look like the McVay system. They're going to play a three wide receiver set 90% of the time, and if they've got their choice, it's going to be the same three wide receivers a lot of the time. So it's going to look different from an Arthur Smith offense.
Yep.
That was very formationally diverse,
right,
and a little bit deliberate, because you were often running personnel groups on and off the field between snaps. This crew's not going to do that. They're going to put 11 guys out there, and they're going to go. Not necessarily going to go at a breakneck speed, but they're going to get lined up and snap it with those 11 guys, and they're going to do it again the next snap. So that's what the offense is going to look like. I think that we learned from the draft defensively that they do genuinely want to be very versatile in the way that they can line up front. Not just but not just give lip service to we want to be multiple. I think they genuinely want to be multiple in some creative ways.
Josh, when it comes to the offensive line, does it make sense to you for them not to take a lineman after bringing back Storm Norton and Ryan Nuziel?
You know, I'm if there's a lineman that you like, I'm always in favor of adding linemen in the draft. But, you know, the way this shook out, am I okay with them missing a year of taking the lineman? Yeah, I mean, I think that if you stay healthy, and that's everybody's lament at every position, but if they stay healthy, they should be good up front. They're going to have to, you know, they would. I know that this group would like more consistent pass protection in this offense than they've had in the past from this group. But that's their job as coaches is to coach that up and to make that better. You know, if you're the Falcons, you can't be like, oh boy, I wish our offensive line was better. They've spent the resources, they've spent the draft picks, they've spent the money. These guys are good. The offensive line will not be an issue.
Yeah,
it will not be a problem.
Yeah, correct. I totally agree with that. And you know, when you talk about they didn't ignore it, but it wasn't the issue to begin with. Always good to talk with you, Josh. Great stuff. Check out his stuff at The Athletic as he covers the Falcons here on a daily basis. Josh Kendall, appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. He says something very interesting, and I'm going to say this now, and I'll say it later, and I'll say it to Kurt when we see him. If it plays, meaning if it becomes something. But he said Kirk Cousins is going to be measured when he gets a chance to finally talk about this whole situation, and he's not going to do anything disruptive because it's not in his makeup.
But I don't think he said one the most controversial thing he ever said is you like that.
That was fun, right? It turned into a fun thing. Here's the deal. Maybe this motivates him. Even more so.
Does he need it?
Don't know. I don't know what motivates him. Turtle, I don't know what motivates people. Everybody's different. And for everybody who talked about Aaron Rodgers in that situation, it motivated him.
I think if you feel like somebody might be coming for your job, you're going to be motivated.
Well, maybe it does. I don't think he does anything or says anything that's disruptive. He's going to go to work. He came here to win, and he's going to try to do that. But this whole thing about he's feeling some kind of way, okay. Well, maybe he goes out and balls out. Let's hope. Coming up, Yeah Man, No Man on the other side of Dukes and Bell.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Thanks to Josh Kendall for stopping by. We've got more to dive into, including what Nick Saban had to say about the dogs that were drafted. Also, Grant McCall is going to join us a little bit earlier today. He's normally in the 5. He'll join us in the 4 o'clock hour. I want to remind you, this show is going to be out at Taco Mac Woodstock tomorrow, Wednesday, May 1st. Come on out and join us. We love going out there. Great staff, bartenders. It's so much fun. But we'll be out there from 2 to 7 tomorrow. So come on out. Taco Mac Woodstock.
It got a little rowdy last time we were there.
What do you mean, at the end?
There was a great crowd.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you know, I think part of it is, man, we get there, right? And then people start, you guys want shots? We're like, of course not, because we don't drink on the job. And then things happen, right? And then it gets rowdy, and to your point, and by the end of the show, it's
because all, like, the listeners start commiserating with each other,
it's
and
true.
Then they start drinking together, yeah. And then more guys come through, and then we always have a couple of guys, and these are my favorite guys and gals that come out. Yeah, man, I was just driving on the highway. I was, like, right next door.
Yeah.
I was like, I heard you guys were here, and I was like, I'm just going to come through. And then they just come by.
It makes it fun. So tomorrow, man, again, Taco Mac Woodstock, you're absolutely right, and we do not drink on the job. Big O, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
I want to remind you, I'm here for you. Chris? Not so much.
It's just not true.
Oren,
oh, Carl.
What is going on today, my man? How you doing?
Carl, what a way to start. Yeah, man, no, man. Just saying, Chris is not here for the people.
Well,
Carl is the man of the people. Chris is the man not of the people.
I'm here for the people. I'm just here for the people that you, Carl Dukes, don't want to hear from.
That's a convenient narrative.
That's the difference.
Convenient.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening, though?
I'm good. Good day. Nice day outside today.
It is, man.
Little man was in a great mood this morning, so I got a nice little hug before I left the house. That's his new thing now. If I say, give me a hug, he'll run up to me and he'll give me a hug.
Really?
That's his little thing. And he'll do it with a little laugh and a little smile.
You better eat that up.
Makes me feel so warm.
It does, man. Like, you have no care in the world when he does that, do you?
By the way, he's not a fan of the pick either.
What? Franklin? Franklin doesn't like the pick?
Franklin don't like the pick. Franklin wanted a defensive lineman early on.
What do you mean Franklin wanted a defensive lineman?
He was walking around the house this weekend just yelling, sacks, sacks, sacks.
No, he was saying, daddy, socks. I need socks.
No, he was saying sacks, sacks. So he wanted sacks. And I don't know if our first pick in the draft, according to Franklin, provides him that satisfaction or that comfort in getting sacks.
You know what? He's so damn cute. I'm going to let this slide.
Guys, Oren, before you get into it, I want to alert you, Carl, and our listeners. I just got some interesting information.
Okay.
Ooh.
Remember that guy who came on a couple of weeks ago on the morning shift and took a dump all over Brock Bowers?
I believe his name is Mark Ross.
Well, he's coming on again.
Oh, my goodness.
I am going to be listening very intently tomorrow to that interview to see what Mr. Ross has to say.
Hold him to the fire.
Wait a minute. He's going to be on the morning shift?
Oh, they're having him back on. Little Birdie just told me.
Well, I got to tell you guys, you know I went in on him because he didn't know what the hell he was talking about. And by the way, did Brock go, where did he go, 10?
13 to the Raiders.
Come on. You're right. I cannot. I need to listen. I will be there tomorrow. And by the way, Tiff, Mike, Squid, first question. Like, really?
How you like Brock now?
Now, how you like me now? Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. But yes, that day he had no idea what the hell he was talking about. All right. So, Franklin didn't like the pick. He's so damn cute, I'm going to let it slide. What else you got?
All righty, guys. Last night, the Lakers season came to a very, very abrupt end. Courtesy of Jamal Murray, a great last-second shot, too, kind of going one way, shot it the other way. Now we have all the kind of postseason fallout beginning to happen now. What's going to happen with Darvin Ham? LeBron asked during postgame, you know, what's his future with the Lakers? He's like, I'm not answering that question. And in his press conference. A report has come out today, though, as the Lakers are preparing to woo LeBron the best way they know how, and that's through family. The Lakers are prepared, if need be, if it takes having to draft Bronny James, according to The Athletic, to get LeBron back, that is something they will do. LeBron has a 2-year contract but a player option, which gives him the ability now to go wherever he chooses, wherever Bronny goes. But now the Lakers are saying that, hey, if it brings LeBron back, if it gets him back in the fray for next year, gets him back in the fold for next year, we will do what we need to do, and we will bring Bronny on this basketball team. Yeah, man, no, man. Bronny being a Laker to get LeBron back.
That's a monumental mistake. I am a huge LeBron guy, and this chapter has come to a close, meaning he's not going to win another championship. I mean, he's got to go join Ant-Man in Minnesota or somebody of that at that elk, okay, to get another chip. This team is currently constructed, is about to be deconstructed. AD is Mr. Glass, and now you're telling me they want to draft his son to bring him back. I mean, that's just a monumental mistake to say we're desperate enough to do this. What the Lakers should be thinking about is how to move forward. Like, how do we restructure this team and become the Los Angeles Lakers and compete again? LeBron, this run was great. They won a chip in 2020. It may have been the most impressive chip because it was in the bubble. But at the end of the day, I would not draft Bronny just to bring LeBron back. Chris, please tell me you're on board with this.
I'm dead serious when I ask this question, Carl and Oren. LeBron James means he wants to play with his son, right? Not have his son sit on the bench in a warm-up jacket the entire season, right? Bronny James needs to go back to college for at least another year, probably two. He's not ready. He was awful at USC. So, I mean, if the idea is to literally just get the experience of having your son on an NBA team who may average 4 minutes a game and blowout duty, I guess that's what you can do. But, Carl, if the Lakers draft Bronny James this offseason, dude's not seeing the floor, ever.
Yeah.
Unless LeBron mandates it, in which case he'd be thinking his own team. I don't know why he'd do that. But I think this is a stupid concept to begin with, because why am I, if I'm Bronny, coming into the NBA right now? LeBron knows. If anybody knows, Carl, LeBron knows. His kid's not ready. He was averaging 5 points a game at USC.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. That is a nice ploy, but Big O, that is not the answer for the Lakers. So, and by the way, we haven't really talked about it because we've been so focused on what's been going on with the Falcons, and rightfully so. These trade rumors continue to be heated up.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, they're everywhere. When you talk about Trey and what's going to happen with the Hawks, and is he going to be traded, and where his potential landing spot is.
There are some big names on the move this offseason, either by trade or through free agency. It's going to be a seismic shift in the NBA this offseason, teams, players, and whatnot. So, moving right along. It was announced yesterday, gentlemen, how the Mike Tyson and Jake Paul fight is going to go. It's going to be a sanctioned professional fight now, guys, that will count towards both of their records.
Okay.
So if Tyson loses,
no.
This will go on Tyson's permanent record.
No.
The same thing with Jake Paul. If Jake Paul wins, it goes on his permanent record.
If Mike Tyson, one of the all-time great heavyweight champions of the world, loses to a YouTuber, you're telling me it's going on his record.
It's going to be permanent.
That's ridiculous.
It'll be 50-7 or 51-6.
I'm not counting it. That's ridiculous.
You might not count it, but odds were released, though. And Tyson, the initial odds, a slight underdog.
What?
Jake Paul opened as a -180 favorite on Monday. Tuesday, he was up to a -250 favorite. So, yeah, so the odds makers seem to believe that
like
Tyson
this.
Is a 31-year difference between the two fighters. Tyson is not the guy he used to be, and he won't be the guy when it comes to facing Jake Paul here in about 2 months.
Paul's 27, right? Is that right? 27 years old?
27.
Mike is 58?
58.
Okay, and I get it. Netflix, you know, they wanted to make this a pro fight. Okay, all that. I'm not putting this on my record. This is a YouTuber.
It's going to be there on his Wikipedia page when it lists all his fights.
It'll have
Jake Paul down there at the bottom.
I'm not recognizing it. Oh, Turtle, I'm not recognizing this as a sanctioned fight. You know what? I just want to be entertained. Can we just have the fight? Put it on Netflix. I'll turn it on. We'll be like amused. Maybe Tyson knocks this guy out. But if Tyson loses, I'm not counting this against him. He's 58.
He accepted the fight,
Carl.
Yeah.
He accepted it. He didn't have to.
He's 58.
He didn't have to accept the fight.
I mean, like, this was supposed to be, let's be honest, an exhibition. At one point, guys, I had heard they were going to wear the headgear just to protect Mike. Like, he's 58. He's had enough hits to the head. And now they're like, no, it's a real fight.
It's a real fight, Carl.
It's not.
He didn't have to do it. He's doing it on – he's taking that risk. No one's making him do it.
Aren't you a little bit afraid that Mike get knocked out?
Then don't take the fight. It's pretty simple.
He's 58.
If your legacy is on the line like that, don't do it. No one said he has to do it. This is all on him, Carl. And can we be honest? Who gives a blank if he loses the fight?
Oh, I do.
A lot of people.
I don't care.
I do.
You're going to think of him differently if at 58 years old he loses the fight?
Well, I'm not counting it against his record, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, come on, man. This is a nothing burger. You're all going to think of Mike Tyson in his prime. No matter what happens in this fight.
Yeah, sure. Okay, like you think of LeBron in his prime. Yeah, right.
In 10 years from now, I'm not thinking about LeBron this season. I'm thinking about when he beat Golden State.
When you have blemishes on your record, people point it out. And this is one of those that I am not going to recognize this as an official sanctioned fight. He's fighting Jake Paul, with all due respect, YouTuber, fame. He's got a lot of money and all that. Great, he's made his way. He's an influencer. This is not real. This isn't Tyson fighting a legitimate heavyweight fighter in his pro. This isn't real. I'm not recognizing.
Does Mike Tyson have an undefeated record last time I checked?
No, but he lost to real fighters.
If he did, then this would matter.
If he was undefeated, it'd matter.
Yes, well, it still because matters. Then undefeated's on the line. He already has. It's one more loss. It's another tick.
It's not the worst loss of his career if he loses this and it's a real sanctioned fight. He's one of the best champions ever.
There were a couple of tomato cans mixed in there, Carl. Towards the end?
The last few fights.
Towards the end, Carl?
Oh, see? Now you want to bring up his blemishes.
The first thing I think of?
Bring up old stuff.
Yeah, now you want to talk about old stuff.
But is that the first thing I think of when I think of Mike Tyson? Absolutely
not. I don't know.
What's
the first thing you think of?
Dominance. Beast.
Buster Douglas. Stop lying.
Why are you bringing up old?
That's what you think of. Well, it's a blemish because the blemishes outweigh all the shine, all the knockouts. Him being the youngest heavyweight champion ever.
So you think of Jordan in the late 80s as opposed to the Jordan that won 6 titles in 8 years?
I think about the Wizards, Jordan.
Oh my God. Again, Orin, hit your music. This is twice today. Done. Hit the music. Segment's over. No, I won't allow it.
You don't think about the Wizards, Jordan? Oh, you don't want to talk about that. Oh, you don't want to talk about Mike at the Wizards.
No. I'm saying is that the first thing you think of. Get out of here, Carl.
Yeah, see, you don't want to talk about that. Man, I hope Mike knocks this dude out. I'm serious.
Yeah, Mike, me too.
Like, seriously.
But if he doesn't, who cares?
You say that. What if Mike is on the campus, the canvas, and just laying there, out, like Apollo Creed, just done?
I'll tell you what he'll be thinking. I'm now $25 million richer than I just was.
Coming up, we're going to talk about what Nick Saban had to say. We also are going to go around the yard with Grant McCauley. And I've got a dog problem I have to share with you, and I will in the 4 o'clock hour.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.